fund administrator should have done more to trace beneficiary. Nahim Essip, deputy pension funds adjudicator at the Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator. A pension fund administrator has been castigated for not doing enough to trace a beneficiary, thus causing the beneficiary to lose what was due to him. Nahim Essip, the deputy pension funds adjudicator, ruled in a determination that Tenant Life Benefit, T. Limited, the fund administrator of Fidelity Guards Retirement Fund, FGPF, should have used the appropriate tracing method to locate the complainant and enable him to claim his benefit. Tenant had failed to do so. Tenant submitted that it failed to trace the complainant because the cost of doing so was higher than the benefit available. The complainant was employed by Fidelity Services Group, T. Limited from the 26th of May 1998 until the 20th of May 2024 when his services were terminated. He was previously registered as a member of FGPF, and the employer later joined the Private Security Sector Provident Fund, PSSPF, from the 1st of November 2002. The complainant was paid a withdrawal benefit of R137,614.48 on the 11th of August 2025 by PSSPF. The complainant was aggrieved by the employer's failure to submit his retirement claim form. He provided a copy of his payslip from the employer for the 25th of April 2022, reflecting a Provident Fund deduction of R194.80. PSSPF submitted that the employer commenced participating in the fund on the 1st of November 2002 and was non-compliant in terms of Section 13A of the Act. PSSPF submitted that it issued Section 13A letters to the employer regarding its non-compliance, and the matter had been reported to the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, FSCA, as per statutory requirements. PSSPF confirmed that the complainant's membership commenced from 1 October 2003. As at 9 May 2025, the complainant had a fund credit of R133,199.59, representing Provident Fund contributions received for October 2003 to April 2020, July 2020 to April 2024, and June 2024. PSSPF stated that its records indicated that the employer was granted a COVID-19 relief contribution holiday for the April 2020 to June 2020 contribution periods. PSSPF stated that, considering the fund's qualification of service rule at the time, the employer ought to have commenced payment of full Provident Fund contributions from November 2002. The employer owed an amount of R4,057.11 in respect of outstanding contributions from November 2002 to September 2003 and May 2024, together with late payment interest, calculated up to the 3rd of July 2025. On the 3rd of November 2025, PSSPF provided proof of payment indicating that the complainant was paid a withdrawal benefit of R137,614.48 on the 11th of August 2025. Tenant submitted that it received a transfer in value of R1,069.51 on the 1st of March 2018 on behalf of the complainant. It stated that it was not provided with the complainant's contact details by the transferer fund. Tenant added a tracing agent was not used because the tracing cost would have exceeded the value of the benefit, which at the time was R1069.51, below the fund's practical threshold for cost-effective tracing. The employer submitted that the complainant was employed as a security officer from the 26th of May 1998. He was registered as a member of FGPF from the 19th of April 2002 until the 18th of September 2003, when he was transferred to the Security Industry Fund and joined PSSPF from the 19th of September 2003 until the termination date due to absconding on the 20th of May 2024. The employer submitted that it requested FGPF to advise if there was any bulk transfer of employees' funds to PSSPF but received no response. The employer submitted that the complainant's claim was submitted to the fund. On 2 April 2025, The employer provided submissions from FGPF stating that the complainant was in its system as part of the ACTESCOT members. It stated that the value of R1069.51 was brought in March 2018, with an administration fee of R30.00 per month until June 2021. It stated that the complainant's benefit was not paid out and the monthly fee depleted the benefit. Thus, there was no benefit due to the member. In his determination, ESIP said the complainant was paid a withdrawal benefit of R137,614.48 on the 11th of August 2025. PSSPF provided proof of payment in support of its submissions. He said he was satisfied that all contributions on behalf of the complainant had been remitted to PSSPF in terms of the rules, and that he was paid the correct withdrawal benefit. Thus, the complaint against the employer and the fund was dismissed. ESIP found that tenant should have used the appropriate tracing method to locate the complainant and enable him to claim his benefit. However, tenant did not do so. Tenant submitted that it failed to trace the complainant because the cost of doing so was higher than the benefit available. This submission contradicts tenant's claim that a tracing method, costing only R30.00, was available for use in this case, yet it was not employed. Tenant disregarded its responsibilities to the complainant by not complying with Rule 27.1.3, which states that the board has a legal duty to take all reasonable steps to trace members or beneficiaries rather than just waiting for them to come forward. In his submissions, the complainant made no mention of the benefit transferred to tenant on his behalf. This clearly indicates that the complainant was unaware of the existence of the benefit that was due to him held by tenant. The complainant could have claimed the benefit if tenant tracked him down and promptly informed him of its existence before the benefit was depleted by administrative costs, ESIP said. He added that the submissions indicate that tenant failed to trace the complainant and advise him to claim his benefit. As a result, the complainant's benefit was depleted by administrative costs. Tenant's failure to trace the complainant caused him to suffer a financial loss of R1069.51. ESIP ordered tenant to pay the complainant an amount of R1069.51 plus interest. ENDS. Author at Naheem ESIP. Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator plus Posts Bio at Naheem ESIP. Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator #Malongui-Disabled-Link Pension Funds Conduct to be investigated following failure to respond at Naheem ESIP. Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator #Malongui-Disabled-Link2-POC Complaints. Understanding the limitations. At Naheem ESIP. Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator #Malongui-Disabled-Link Fund to pay death benefit after intervention by Pension Funds Adjudicator. Share on your socials.